Environmental groups, industries, and governments have been fighting for years over the pace of Superfund cleanup. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group has released a report saying that the Bush administration is slowing down on the toxic hotspots compared to the last few years of the Clinton White House. The group's Wisconsin chapter, Wisberg, says federal budget cuts could mean work on four state sites could be slowed or stopped. Mentioned are the Moss American or Kerr-McGee site in Milwaukee, the Xcel Energy lakefront site in Ashland, a municipal landfill in Toma, and the Sheboygan Harbor and River. Wisberg's Megan Fitzgerald says cleanup should stay on track because many Superfund sites leak.
One of the big problems is that beyond just the initial cleanup of the physical harm at the site itself, there's also usually a lot of these contaminants that seep into things like the groundwater and can seep into area waterways.
But the Midwest Office of the Environmental Protection Agency criticizes Wisberg for singling out those Wisconsin sites. The EPA's Don Bruce says the polluting industries or other potentially responsible parties at the four areas have begun remediation or are negotiating the start of cleanup.
It would only be if those parties were to back out of the legal agreements that they've entered or the orders that have been issued to them, would there be a situation where Superfund money would have to be used.
Bruce says the only Superfund money being used now at the four sites is for EPA oversight. Still, he says cleanup at those and many of the 35 other Wisconsin Superfund locations will take several years. Bruce declines comment on whether Superfund nationally has enough money. The Public Interest Research Group wants to restore a so-called polluter pays fee that Congress halted 8 years ago. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.